ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
You have to ask yourself is, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to accomplish? What would you do if you just learned today that you only had 6 months to live? What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? Now, the answer to that question is very interesting because what it tells you is what you really value, what is really important to you. And what we have found is that self-esteem, satisfaction, happiness in life comes from getting your goals and your activities congruent with your values, with your priorities, with what you consider to be really important. What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? If you knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that you could not fail, what one thing would you set as a goal for yourself? Because sometimes answering that question will tell you the one thing that you've been put on this earth to accomplish.
What did Friedrich Nietzsche mean when he said the higher we soar, the smaller we look to those that can't fly? Nietzsche wasn't talking about literally flying, he was talking about rising above the ordinary. He believed that most people live small, safe, repetitive lives. Not because they're weak, but because they're afraid. Afraid of what it would mean to truly break from the common herd in society. So when someone does try to live fully, courageously, and creatively, society has a hard time understanding them, and people have a hard time relating to them. Nietzsche was saying that the more you grow, the more misunderstood you will be.
Not everyone will be happy for you. Some people liked you better when you were struggling. Some liked you more when you needed them. Some only supported you when your wins were small. Keep going. Because you don't need fans, you need real ones. You don't need permission, you need purpose. And you don't owe anyone comfort at the cost of your own progress. Let them talk, let them leave, just don't let them doubt yourself.
The scariest part of awakening is that you can no longer be the old you. Because awakening isn't just a thought, it's a rebirth. The scary part? Everything you've built before was built by the old you. The fear-based you. The survival mode you. But hear me, if you're walking through this right now, you have the courage to rise above it. And on the other side, life is 100 times more abundant, 100 times lighter, 100 times more aligned. Because the real test of awakening isn't losing your old life. It's stepping into a new one that was waiting all along.
Is the person that you admire the most, the person you want to be like the most, going to be proud of your actions and the way that you're living if they're standing right next to you 24 hours a day? Would Kobe Bryant respect you for your work ethic? Would Tom Brady respect my work ethic if he's standing right next to me? Behave as if that person is standing right f***ing next to you, telling you what to do.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
What's the most useful thought you could leave to the world?
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It looks like a man being stuck in a fuck dungeon and there's no way out. But you have the key. But you refuse to use it.
You can do anything. You can have whatever you want. Sometimes we just need a reminder to believe in ourselves.
When you're in the middle of a struggle, it never seems like you're going to get out of it. You feel, and it's so difficult for people to trust the process or to trust that it will get better. It does get better. I am better. Everything's better. And I just didn't see the light. I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I thought there was just nothing but this feeling that I couldn't endure.
There's a Sartre quote where he says, "I have led a toothless life. I have never bitten into anything. I was waiting. I was reserving myself for later on, and I have just noticed that my teeth have gone."
I think one of the major plights of humanity, myself included, is the expectation that life should be different than it is. Idea that whatever we have right now is not what it should be. And I think should is the root of all pain. And so I've tried to eradicate should from my life and just lean into is. It just is this way.
I wanted to feel something besides defeat.
You're the only one that can pull yourself out and like save yourself. Like truly, there might be people that can help you can lean on, but at the end of the day, there's one person that can truly make a decision and do things for you, and it's yourself.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
One of my favorite quotes from Zig Ziglar is, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great."
Figure out what you want. Ignore the opinions of others. And do so much volume that it would be unreasonable that you'd be unsuccessful.
We're so busy listening to the voice and shouts of everybody else, of everything else that's going on, that we can't hear the most important voice. The one we used to listen to all the time when we were a kid, our own voice. We forget to trust ourselves. We stop gambling on ourselves. Winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're gonna feel like you're getting your balls kicked in, all right? 8% of the time, you're gonna be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand that. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having that free and happy and easy and go-lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fucking fight. They're built for the battle. They don't find peace and joy and happiness in the win. They find what they're looking for in the fight.
I'm alone, and look at me. There's nobody around. Nobody likes me, man. It is what it is. Sometimes in life, people are not going to be around you to motivate you. They're not going to be around you to push you, to celebrate you, to applaud you. You got to do it on your own. That's what I'm doing right now.
You're not better than anyone in this world, okay? But no one is better than you either. And I mean no one. Because what's to say you couldn't make the same choices as anyone else and achieve similar outcomes? Everyone sees a rich person and thinks they're a god, but I just see a person that made a set of decisions that got them somewhere. Some people make better ones than others, of course, but the ability to make the right choices is available to all of us, and I think you owe it to yourself to make the best ones.
And look, I get it. The weight of the world can be pretty heavy sometimes. But so long as we have this belief in that our potential is greater than any circumstance we find ourselves in, it doesn't really matter what we face along the way. And so it's just a matter of time. Just don't give up.
You don't look at the man you want to be in 20 years. You only have to fix one thing today. Just today. That's it. Do I have a problem with my dad today? No, I'm doing other stuff. I'm not worried about it. Am I a man that I can like and respect today? And when you go to bed at night, look back on the day and say, how'd I do today? And then go to bed and go to sleep. Wake up in the morning and say, all I got to do is be the best man I can be today.
At the end of the day, it's not the trophies or the titles you're going to answer to. It's you. Did you become someone you're proud to be? That's the real scoreboard. That's the one that matters. Because if you can't respect the person in the mirror, nothing else you build will ever feel like enough. Earn your own respect first. Everything else will fall into place.
I'm getting better every day for the rest of my life. That's it. There's only one way to go. What's the alternative, Joe? Right? Yeah. It is the alternative. I keep saying that to myself. What's the alternative? I'm not going to stumble around through life. I wasn't brought back here just to suffer.
At some point, you're going to have to bet on yourself. No backup plan, no parachute, no safety net, just a decision and the fire to follow through. The truth is, most people will never live the life they actually want, not because they weren't capable, but because they never had the guts to risk it. They stayed where it was safe, predictable, comfortable, familiar. They said things like, maybe later, once the timing's right, I'm not ready yet. And they said it until their life became a museum of missed chances. Because the dream didn't die. They did. Slowly. Quietly. Without ever making a sound. But you? You weren't built for that. You weren't wired to shrink. You feel it in your chest, don't you? That restless pulse. That voice that won't shut up. That knowing that if you don't jump, if you don't leap, you'll rot in regret. Because you can play it safe all your life. You can follow the script, get the job, smile for the camera, die quietly, or you can burn the script, walk into the fire, and rewrite everything. You can chase the thing that terrifies you. Walk away from what's easy and walk straight into the unknown. Because here's the thing about risk. It's not the danger that's scary. It's the uncertainty. You don't know how it'll go. You don't know if you'll make it. You don't know if the parachute will open. But what if that's the whole point? What if greatness only lives on the other side of not knowing? What if the only way to become something more is to risk losing what you are now? Because every comfort you cling to is a chain, and every risk you take is a key. You don't build a legendary life by playing by the rules. You build it by breaking your limits, by doing the thing that terrifies you. By saying, I'd rather die chasing something real than live safe in something fake. You'll gain a version of yourself that never bows. You'll gain pride, dignity, depth, and the quiet power of someone who knows they bet on themselves and didn't flinch. You know what's worse than failure? Wondering what could have happened if you'd just tried. Laying on your deathbed asking, what if? Staring at a ceiling knowing you never had the courage to find out. That is the real risk. Dying full of potential, with none of it realized. You want to play this life safe? You want guarantees? Then settle. Blend in. Be average. But don't you dare pretend that's what you really wanted. Because deep down you know, that risk, that leap, that terrifying decision, that's exactly where your life begins. So take it. Jump. Start. There will never be a perfect time. You will never feel fully ready. You will never have all the information. Jump anyway. Speak anyway. Launch anyway. Love anyway. Live anyway. Let everyone else wait until the stars align. You're the one who moves before it makes sense. You're the one who bets it all. Not because it's safe, but because it's yours. This is not about recklessness. This is about refusing to live with a ceiling. This is about choosing meaning over mediocrity. Freedom over fear. Fire over comfort. The greatest risks you'll ever take will be the ones that look the most insane to others, but feel the most right to you. Don't betray that feeling. Risk it. For the vision. For the life. For the you you haven't met yet. Because the only thing scarier than risk is staying the same.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
The power of the mind.
Realizing how powerful our minds actually are.
This is yours.
See yourself as high as you possibly can see yourself.
Everything comes from the imagination.
The only way really was in order to be happy is to create my own world.
You know, I had to convince myself that I'm going to make it.
If you can't visualize winning, then you will not win.
And if you begin to think of yourself as the master of your own destiny.
You know, 14, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. I'm hooked up. This is the guy.
People say it's like 90% mental, 10% physical. I just think it's 100%, man.
If I can see it, then it must be a reality.
If you visualize before, you will be more prepared.
In order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it.
And whatever I see in my mind, I can make happen. So what I'm living in is my dream.
We live in a mental universe. All causation is mental. If you wish to change your universe, you have to change your mentality.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
And he would say, this is the greatest toy ever created. Here lies the secret of all happiness.
So your brain doesn't really know the difference between, say that again?
Between something that happened in real life or something that you strongly visualize.
Clarify and define your vision for yourself in the highest possible way that you can see it. Be as specific and see yourself as high as you possibly can, right? That's your first job, is to see it as high as you can see it. Be delusional, yeah. To the point where to where your mind, the right at the apex of what your mind believes is possible, maybe push past that even a little bit and define it.
And everything originates in the mind. You know, the idea is what inspires the opportunity for you to get up and pursue a business. The inspiration that you observe and you think about, and when you observe an athlete win, and that inspires you to endeavor and work hard and become an athlete yourself. Everything originates in the mind.
So I want you to think about a goal or something that is just wildly in your dreams, right? A place where your deepest desires can become a reality. So I want to talk to that part of your mind, with that where you believe it's possible. And the power I'm talking about, obviously, is the power of visualization.
Person successful, if they know where they are, and they know where they're going, and they're progressively moving in that direction. He said that success was the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Anyone that has a goal and they're moving towards it, they're successful.
You become what you think about. You become what you think about. And if the only thing that you can control is your thinking, if you change what you are thinking about, you will begin to change your reality. If you change what you expect, you change what you believe, you change your dominant thoughts, you change your inner workings, you begin to attract into your life people, circumstances, events, opportunities, and everything consistent with your new thoughts. The reason people are unsuccessful is they think thoughts of unsuccess or failure.
Oh, outsiders. It was isolation. It was visualization. It was motivation and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life.
Both of them together, when you had the vision and you were able to manifest, and you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic. That's where the magic is. We're blessed that we can dream.
Or it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe in yourself in order to, it's a paint a bright future for yourself. You have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it. And the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change.
Remember, every dream realized started in someone's imagination. It started in their mind. And with consistent practice and faith, visualization will become your bridge between where you are now and where you desire to be. See it, feel it, and then believe in it.
How is it going to feel when your dreams become a reality? Go there. You go there, whatever it is.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
And the average person, because we're programmed not to win, 99% of us are, we don't think anyone can. So when someone does, it's amazing. But it's just a program. As soon as you're born, you know, I've said this before, you don't know about fear or what to be scared of until someone tells you what to be scared of. And a lot of what people tell you to be scared of is to actually be successful and dream and be independent and be on your own.
Most people don't focus on their mindset. Most people are focused on exterior factors. They think that everything that happens to them is by chance. And they don't realize that a lot of the things that happen to them are things that they attract. Because you attract the things that you are, and you are what you do, and you do what you think about. So it's all a cyclical loop.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't understand the power of the mind. That's why they haven't tapped into the power of the mind. And the power of the mind is one very simple thing. The ability to direct your attention towards a specific given objective, and then to have the willpower to pursue it.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived.
Ask yourself, can I be defined by a vision of the future instead of the memories of the past? What do I want in my life? And take the time to answer the question. As you begin to contemplate and think about the answer to the question, you're changing your brain. When you make your brain fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations, that's the beginning steps of changing your mind.
Believe it. You know what I mean? Like see it all the time and believe it. See yourself as high as you possibly can. Define that. Work towards it. And the world will fill in the gaps.
In that moment, if you can convince yourself, that feeling is so insanely good, then you would be willing to pay the price that the man needed for your big dreams to become a reality. But if you can't sell yourself on that feeling worth experiencing, you're going to be in this camp. But if you can, you're going to be in this camp. By the way, this camp is not that busy. This camp is busy with a lot of different people who did not want to answer that question and they don't want to meet those demands. So for you, how's it going to feel?
For me, the vision became a reality. So it was only then a matter of following through with the work. But it was pleasure.
Yeah.
See, that is the great thing. When you go to work and you know exactly why you're working, then it becomes fun.
The best piece of advice that I ever received is that you are what you think about. Everything that you think about, you become. You become what you think about. Thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. Behaviors lead to lifestyle. Lifestyle determines your destiny. So everything begins in the mind. If you can control and wield your mind, you can very much determine your destiny.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Nobody else at the moment has the power to change you unless you have that initial spark and say, I must do something. I don't want this anymore. In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now. Empty the cup.
Not a lot of people know what it feels like, do they? To be angry in your bones.
Those who want to lead the orchestra must be willing to turn their back on the crowd.
I think if you want to be the best at anything, you have to make it your life.
Two type of champions for me. Like, there are champions who prepare themselves to win, and there are the other ones who prepare themselves to dominate.
Act now before tomorrow becomes a memory of what could have been.
Genius adores isolation.
So when you go home at night and you're by yourself and the noise is gone, and the cheers are over, and the fun, and whatever hell you did that day is over, you go home alone. So if you can't fix what's inside your soul, what's inside your heart, and what's inside your mind, you will forever be doomed to live that life of a person who doesn't want to be the great person that they were made to be.
You're stronger than me, you're faster than me. You can lift more weights than me, though. What makes me a champion, you not? Something gotta be it. I believe it's that passport's crazy land. It's that mental. It's that thing, like, I'm willing to do something. It's a mentality thing.
If you want to maximize everything that you have with your career and your ability, then squeeze the fuck out of that lemon.
Before you get in that race to chase greatness, and this is extremely important, you have to deal with what's chasing you.
Look out there. Out there is the perfect lap. No mistakes. Every gear change, every corner. Perfect. You see it?
I think so.
Most people can't. Most people don't even know it's out there, but it is. It's there.
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. It's not that simple. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
Any of it. All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple anymore.
So what's the truth?
That it is. That if you just do the thing that they tell you, you can't, then it's done.
And so, while I got humbled, I also gained this thing called confidence and belief. And once you gain that, and you know where it comes from, a real place, not like my mom said, oh, I believe in you. No, my belief came from the unseen work. It came from every workout by myself, not having a best friend or a trainer or someone to wake me up. No, it was fighting average alone. And when you fight average alone, what comes out is he's savage, a dog, a beast, a monster.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized? How can you beat someone who looks back on all the tests that they've had and said, yeah, that wasn't shit, dude. Bring it the fuck on.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he put me in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he loves the process.
If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something.
Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. Ain't nobody going to hand you no championship. Ain't nobody going to hand you no title.
If you don't commit to it, it's not going to come into fruition. It's not just going to happen overnight. It's not just going to fall in your fucking lap. You got to commit.
You just do the work and you get there. The human mind, the human body, the human psyche is so pliable. You can literally become anyone and anything. Multiply that over time and experience and don't quit, even when it sucks.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do, from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real. Number two. Simply said, you don't like discomfort. You don't like challenges. You don't like hardship. So I described it like you were like walking along the path and then suddenly it starts to rain, but we don't like rain. So instead of you just continue follow the path, you are starting to make your mind busy about what you don't like. Yeah. And already that means the mind starts to shift again, losing the focus of the goal.
It's a weird thing to want a permission slip for mediocrity, which is fundamentally what excuses are. You just want permission from everyone else to still get respect without the outcome because of your extenuating circumstances. And the thing is there's a ton of allure, but the only person who actually believes that is you. People might not along, the people who love you might say, yeah, you know what, you are a special snowflake, your mama might still love you, but like, you're not gonna earn anyone's respect. And I think you certainly won't earn the respect of the person that matters most, which is you. Because you'll always know that you could have done more, that you could have done better. That's the one that keeps me up. I have a saying that I tell myself a lot when I'm doing something that I don't wanna do, and it's, I will do what is required. It's not about doing your best. It's about doing what's required, because what's required might be better than your best is right now. The good news is that your best can get better.
At the end of the day, it's not the trophies or the titles you're going to answer to. It's you. Did you become someone you're proud to be? That's the real scoreboard. That's the one that matters. Because if you can't respect a person in the mirror, nothing else you build will ever feel like enough. Earn your own respect first. Everything else will fall into place.
Almost have to be insane a little bit to have such blind faith in something that you can't see.
Motivation is great. Like all of us, like some of us right now, they have it. But what makes a winner is you realize that motivation is a temporary motherfucker.
Be motivated by the fear of being average. Average is the quiet killer. When you hit snooze, when you skip a workout, when you make excuses, before you know it, you're living a life of average. Never even trying to reach your potential. Physically soft, mentally weak, spiritually empty. You must not fear the discomfort. You must not fear the failure, but you must fear the average. You know what's terrifying? Waking up one day and realizing life has passed you by. Show up even when you don't feel like it. Do the work regardless of your circumstances. Never settle for good enough. Average is the enemy.
What would you do if there were no limitations? Because there are none, all right? You have to be willing to start at square one. You have to be willing to start something new. But if you're willing to do that, there are no limitations. If you're willing to decide I want to do this and you're willing to go down the path and not quit and you have the basic intelligence to not make the same mistake over and over and over again, there's really no limits to what you can do.
Talk is cheap, action is expensive, right? And when I hear it, like, action is always going to cost us something, right? You could say it all day, but action has to follow it up. Like, what you willing to sacrifice? What you willing to give up? Right? Because that's the action.
Right.
Everybody wants something. Everybody aspires to get something. That's the easy part.
The doubt of 1,000 people on me is less dangerous than if I had self-doubt. The most important conversation you could ever have is that conversation that takes place between your ears, right, with yourself.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
You know, everyone has their disabilities, let's say, and I know that some people are far more terribly affected than other people. But the question is, what do you do about that? And what you do is you set yourself up on your damn crutches and you struggle up the bloody hill. That's what you do. And you struggle up the hill towards the kingdom of God. That's what you do. Because the alternative is to descend into the abyss. That's the alternative. And then so to say, well, do you believe? It's like, I believe that you should struggle uphill towards the city of God on your crutches. That's what you should do. That's the opposite of the descent into the abyss. And so that's at the foundation of our civilization, that idea. Argue with it if you will. See if you can figure out why that's not an acceptable idea. Maybe you should help someone struggle up the hill. Perhaps you should. You know, you can lend a hand to someone, although you don't want to take the burden away from them entirely, because there's something noble about struggling up the damn hill, right? There's something, that's adventure. That's the call to proper being. It's like, well, we don't need to forget this.
No one's coming back to help me. So it starts with that person in that mirror. You have to realize you are on your own now. I don't care what you believe in, but on earth, is a very lonely journey.
The price for a full life is mistakes. Mistakes are the price for a full life that you have to pay if you learn from them. I believe that hell wants to maim you and mock you with your mistakes. But heaven wants to make you and transform you by your mistakes. Failure should not become a prison house where you're held hostage the rest of your life by your mistakes. That's not God's voice. That's not God's will. That's not God's plan for you. And I'm not naive.
And you don't take pride in what you do. But the thing about loving the process, everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I get it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for.
So sometimes to really find the root of who you are, you must go back generationally and find out if you're following the same curses. That's what pain is. Pain is a repetition of the cycle.
Walking by faith. That's walking by sight. If I can see it, I'll do it. No. That's what a lot of people say. If I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it.
Don't be disturbed because no one else can see. That's not unusual. That is ordinary. But because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want. But life is going to hit you with a certain level of opposition. Life is going to hit you with a certain level of adversity. And life is going to say to you, you said you wanted it. Now let's see how bad you really want it. One thing for me, as great as you are, as skilled as you are, as talented as you are, I just want one thing from you. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do.
You have to find a dream that's so big that it overwhelms all of your fears and causes you to never give up. And you're gonna think about quitting no matter what you do. And I've thought about it many times.
Until you learn how to figure it out, until you learn how to tap it on the back and say, I know you there, but I'm built to deal with you. I don't want nobody to leave here today and not understand why we must find a way to pursue pain, to understand that's on the other side of that is good.
It starts with the accountability mirror, looking and saying, hey, all these things are coming back. I have to face myself. And you have to own all those things that people may have done to you. Now it's yours. You got to own it. It's yours now to fix the problems that people did to you. It makes no sense. It's not fair. I get it. But if you live in that woe is me mentality of guess what? My dad did this to me. My mom just did it to me. People who bullied did this to me. You're going to always live right there. You have to figure out ways to move forward because you're not coming back.
People don't burn out. People don't quit. People don't underachieve. People don't settle because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, people underachieve, and people settle because life makes them forget why they do it. If we respect it the way we say we respect it,
If we love it the way we say we love it, if we cherish it the way we say we cherish it, every single day should be nothing less than exegesis. You might not always be your best, but you can always bring me your best.
Not happiness. Forget about that. If it comes, well, great. Accept it. Dignity, nobility, character, truth, responsibility, beauty. Those are the things to aim for.
The road to life is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it, because few there be that are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
Do. Don't just read this book. Don't just listen to the podcast. Don't just watch videos online. Don't just take notes. Don't just study them. Don't just share them with your friends. Don't just plan. Don't just mark your calendar. Don't just get motivated. Don't just talk. Don't just think. Don't just dream. No. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is that you actually do. So, do.
You see, I'm a firm believer that perspective drives performance every day of the week. Like, I'm a firm believer how an individual view what they do will always affect how they do what they do. Y'all gotta start loving your life. Be comfortable in who you are. If you come from a family right now that's broke, use that to your advantage. I use that to my advantage that I was a high school dropout, that I was homeless. I love dealing with a dude who think because he come from money, he better than me. Let's go. Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog? Yeah, you got money, you got privilege, but do you got that dog? Do you got that stamina? So yeah, you might have something I don't have right now, but if I work hard, I can have what you have.
Whenever I face anything that's challenging, whenever anything sucks, I like it. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna give me a good story to tell. It's gonna toughen my mind. When something sucks, good. It's gonna make me tougher, and it's gonna make us stronger. So bring it.
Sit on your bed one day and ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? And if you actually ask that question, but you have to want to know the answer, right? Because that's actually what asking the question means. It doesn't mean just mouthing the words. It means you have to decide that you want to know. You'll figure that out so fast it'll make your hair curl. What would happen if you consulted yourself about the best possible outcome for you? You might get an answer.
When people are truly passionate about what they do, you just get a chemical rush. You get the energy. You become more resourceful. When someone who doesn't have passion because they don't really want to be there anyway, they will give up way easier because they're not having a good time. It's not in them. Don't try to change the world unless you seek change the way a man whose head is on fire seeks a pond.
Because at the end of the day, when the clock stops, I'ma just be real with you. I'm not a stats guy. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm a heart guy. But when it's all said and done, nobody's showing up at somebody's funeral saying, man, you saw the square footage of his home? Oh man, you saw his car? You saw his Rolls Royce? How about his bank account? They're showing up talking about impact. They're showing up talking about moments. They're showing up talking about connection. I'm not one of these guys that claim I know everything, but I do know this.
In life, people don't burn out because of what they do. People burn out because life makes them forget why they do.
So another year has come and gone, and a lot of us are the same place we were last year. What the fuck are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our lives, and we think we can take days off. We think we had the right to sit back and give ourselves options on which way we're gonna go in life. Am I gonna run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. You think time gives a fuck that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You're giving yourself too many fucking options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to. Stay home.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you. Should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time.
Don't take it for granted. Know every second you get that isn't painful, you should cherish.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Never allowed my fear to limit me. I'll figure out how to get past it. I think the thing that you should be afraid of most would probably be being alone. And I've been on my own since I can remember.
So you went for permission? You want me to go under you and you asking permission? Well, I'm not listening to nobody. You see, I do better when I listen to me.
You know, I had to convince myself that I'm going to make it.
A lot of people probably think I was born fearless. I might project that energy, but it's not true. I was scared of the dark as a child.
It shifted me. It's either when you get hurt that bad, either your fear consumes you or you become a bit insensitive and you'll start to approach the problem instead of run from it.
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that where I'm going. Home to get me?
I've experienced anxiety and angst of all kinds. The difference is I refuse to allow myself to grow comfortable in all those fears. Comfort, I learned, is a dream killer. It saps our ambition, blinds our vision, promotes complacency. The number one thing most people are comfortable with is fear.
There's going to be points that people are going to mistake my confidence for arrogance. Because I've had to, they don't understand the process I went through and how much I had to believe in myself in order to make these things happen. I feel like you can will yourself into a good space. Like things that are meant to happen will. And if you believe in yourself enough, you can help yourself learn. No matter how much you feel like you're prepared for something, it never happens on your time. Like when you think you're ready, like it's supposed to happen. It always happens when it's supposed to happen.
I think if you do things on other people's terms, that it's just wrong for your life. If I had to be different in order to make it happen, I wouldn't be being me and it wouldn't be the right thing.
Well, when you're in life-threatening situations, it makes you a little more conscious of death. You know, and the more that you are aware of your fate, the higher the probability you have a chance to live.
Ask someone if they're living in a constant state of fear, and they'll probably say, of course not. That's just pride talking, though. Fear dominates most people's lives. Fear of loss, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of loneliness. I don't think there's anything shameful about experiencing fear. A little bit of paranoia is actually extremely helpful. There are a lot of real dangers out there. A lot of people with bad intentions. Being aware of those possibilities makes it easier to avoid them. What you cannot do is become complacent with any of those fears. If you feel lost, you can't spend your life avoiding intimacy and love, something I've struggled with. If you fear failure, you can't stop taking risks. If you fear the unknown, you can't stop trying new experiences.
You see what I'm saying? And we got some people that have just decided not to try. They're more comfortable in a tent with nothing on their schedule every day. That's some of them make the decision to just get the tent. And feel no pressure to make it or no pressure to do anything. You know what I mean? And that's just, I can't comprehend the thinking. Like, you know, my thought process is so different from them that I can't relate to it.
When I say get rich or die trying, in a literal fashion, I think they took it where I meant I'm determined, I'm gonna make it, or I'm putting everything on the line here.
It is not death a man should fear, said the Roman emperor and philosopher Marcus Aurelius. But he should fear never beginning to live.
Some people, they have the trait of, like, let's say the person is across the street, they look at you, they don't like you from across the street. Some people feel the need to go across the street to say, why, I'm a good person. I don't give a fuck.
Now motherfuckers say you crazy, call me crazy, you know I be thinking when they say that? Yeah, I'm crazy, I be thinking, yep. I was crazy enough to believe what the fuck I was saying gonna happen was gonna happen. And that's why I was persistent enough and consistent enough to exist now.
Being persistent, right? I think the only thing that separates people is passion. Having the ability to focus on something or to work on it will allow you to work hard enough to be good enough at it. That's the Kobe Bryant run. He outworked those people. He, like, you know, a lot of people in the league perform according to their paycheck. So they're like, I ain't getting that money, let them do it.
I think the things you go to make you who you are. I don't regret those things.
Well, I think ambition is a part of a person's character. It isn't a learned behavior. You know, so I'll always be looking forward to move to the next level. There's different opportunities open up for me. I'll explore them. Like, so I can't put a limit to how far I can actually go.
Get rich or die trying. Right? In the process, because that's already what I'm feeling like I'm going to do. I'm in the process. It's the greatest thing is to watch me, because either I'm going to get rich or I'm going to die in the process. And then if I die in the process, I was doing what I wanted to do.
I can trace the roots of my own sense of fearlessness back to one specific event, the death of my mother. That's a special kind of fear. One that is hard to describe.
I didn't communicate well with the loss of my mom. I actually never really spoke to anybody about it. She was everything. She was like my mother, my father. My mom had me at 15. So it felt like the only real option would be to actually hustle at that point from her, I believe. I don't think she would agree with me going in that direction to hustle. I don't think she wanted that for me. You know, but the other part, the music and everything else that happened, I think she'd be really proud of me.
Losing my mother was the most significant thing that ever happened to me. Even in middle age, I could still feel her loss. But through her death, my mother managed to give me a rare gift, the seed of fearlessness.
I don't mind losing. I just like to lose at my expense, and let it be my fault. If I'm losing based on someone else's decision to do it, I'm furious about it. Because I'm like, I could have learned it and made better judgment myself than to just allow that to happen. I got instincts. A lot of people will gauge your level of intelligence by you having an associate's, bachelor's, or a master's degree. But a lot of those people retain information long enough to pass midterms and never use it.
I also came to understand another important truth. I wasn't comfortable being scared. That may seem like an obvious thing to say, but I think it's actually what makes me unique. Most people are extremely comfortable with their fears. Afraid of flying? Stay off of planes. Afraid of failure? Well, then don't even try. A lot of people live their entire lives that way. Not me. I hated being scared. I hated looking over my shoulder. To me, hiding would have almost been worse than getting shot. In some ways, the physical pain I endured was my friend. It pushed me further than most people are willing to go.
See, because the guy at the schoolyard doesn't want to fight always leads to a black eye. The moment that you show people that you're not willing to fight, they want to fight. You change the feelings. Do you want to feel like you're afraid all the time? Or do you start to become the aggressor? Mm-hmm. And you start saying, you know what? You ain't got to find me because I'm looking for you. And then it changes everything.
Try the treadmill with no music. See how long you do that. Because you'll be in your head so much and you hear yourself breathing, you ain't going to do it as long as you usually do it. And you can put the music on and just go. It takes your mind off of it. You can do the work.
When fear interrupts your routine or makes you rethink it in any way, it's gotten its hooks deep into you and will hold you back forever. Cowards die many times before their death, wrote Shakespeare. The valiant never taste of death but once. I wasn't trying to go out like a coward. The best way to get past a fear that's holding you back is first to acknowledge it and then come up with a plan to get past it. So that's what I did. First, I accepted that I was afraid.
I feel like I can't change. That's that I misunderstood. You know, my confidence is mistaken for arrogance constantly. You know, people don't actually understand my intentions a lot of the time. Because what I've offered is myself. So there's artists out there that can beat me at doing different things, but not at being me. Can't nobody beat me at being that.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.